The greatest question of our time is not communism versus capitalism. It is not the USSR versus the USA. It is not even East versus West. The greatest question of our time is if man can live without God. Atheism comes from literally the Greek alpha, the negative, and theism, the word theos, for God, negative God. There is no God. That's what the word atheism really means. It is not saying, I do not think there is a God. It is not even saying, I do not believe there is a God. It is affirming the non-existence of God. It affirms a negative. It affirms the non-existence of God. How can you affirm a negative in the absolute? It would be like me saying to you, there is no such thing as a white stone with black dots anywhere in all of the galaxies of this universe. The only way I can affirm that is if I have unlimited knowledge of this universe. So to affirm an absolute negative is self-defeating. Because what you are saying is, I have infinite knowledge in order to say to you, there is nobody with infinite knowledge. Atheism, basically as a personal philosophy of life, offers no ultimate hope. If death is the end of everything that we know, what does that make of justice, which is not carried out in our courts of law? What does that make of any ultimate sense of right and wrong? If a person believes in Christ to be who Christ claimed he was, and this person turns out to be wrong, and at the end of his life he becomes nothing, and the random qualification of atoms disintegrates into dust there, as it were, do you realize he has lost nothing? Contrast it with this, written by Hardy Shaw in his shell hole in Vietnam. Lord God, I have never spoken to you, but now I want to say, how do you do? You see, God, they told me you didn't exist, and like a fool, I believed all this. Last night from a shell hole, I saw your sky. I figured right then they had told me a lie. Had I taken time to see the things you made, I'd have known they weren't calling a spade. I wonder, God, if you'll take my hand. Somehow I feel that you'll understand. Funny I had to come to this hellish place before I had time to see your face. Well, I guess there isn't much more to say, but I'm sure glad, God, I met you today. I guess 0 hour will soon be here, but I'm not afraid since I know you're near. The signal, well, God, I'll have to go. I like you lots, I want you to know. Look now, this will be a horrible fight. Who knows, I may come to your house tonight. Though I wasn't friendly to you before, I wonder, God, if you'd wait at your door. Look, I'm crying, I'm shedding tears. I'll have to go now, God, goodbye. Strange now since I met you, I'm not afraid to die.